two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have scattered clouds. It's 97 degrees. KSL's top story.
The case of Lauren McCluskey.
A state report finds a University of Utah police officer accused did show sexually explicit pictures of Lauren McCluskey to officers who weren't involved in the case. And those officers acted unprofessionally. However, they found no evidence of the claim that Officer Miguel Deras downloaded or saved the pictures. Here, KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more on the investigation.
The report says some officers remember Officer Miguel Deras showing the pictures to other people in a shift briefing, with some officers making comments like, cute girl, and lucky you got that case. Chief Rodney Chatman says the comments were unprofessional and won't be tolerated.
Trust of the community is of the utmost importance.
However, some officers reportedly deny seeing those images as claimed. McCluskey family attorney Jim McConkey believes the report shows Deras showed the pictures to people who were not involved in the case, and they'll be adding that complaint to their lawsuits against the school.
This is evidence of a pattern of misogyny or a pattern of demeaning women.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A lawyer for Officer Deras says this report proves his client isn't the boogeyman, and it falsifies virtually every aspect of what was alleged before. The McCluskey family is calling for a redo of this investigation, calling it disingenuous. KSL News Time 401. Are Utahns getting COVID-19 test results fast enough? Todd Fuchs is here with the story.
Well, Jeff, a state audit finds Utah's labs are getting better at processing tests, but people are still waiting for days to get their results. Jesse Martinson with the Legislative Auditor General's Office says everyone needs those results sooner.
If they're positive, then clearly their quarantine will take a two-week period of time. Whereas the negative, if they can know as soon as possible, then it doesn't hurt their economic situation. They're able to go back to work.
The audit says the Department of Health needs to come up with statewide test processing and notification times and to help labs speed up test results if they're backlogged. The federal government is including vaccine development and Operation Warp Speed.
The Utah Department of Health is forming a panel of doctors and health officials to prioritize whom should get the vaccine first.
We'll look at CDC guidance. They'll provide that.
Immunization Program Manager Rick Lakin says those guidelines can be adjusted per state. So whichever segment of Utah's population is a hot spot when the vaccine arrives, they will most likely be chosen first. Lakin says it's reasonable to expect an approved vaccine by January, but there probably won't be enough produced in the beginning for everyone to receive it. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A campaign to help airline workers gets a boost in the nation's capital. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, 16 Republican senators have endorsed a proposal to give airlines billions so they can avoid layoffs through next March. A majority in the House supports giving aviation companies $32 billion to keep workers on the payroll for six more months. The Trump administration has not yet indicated its position. Illinois is the site of a massive unemployment employment fraud scheme. Governor J.B. Pritzker says Department of Employment Security is overwhelmed by an enormous number of suspected cases.
IDES has identified over 120,000 counts of fraud.
Pritzker says in the rush for Congress to approve the federal pandemic unemployment assistance program, it left massive holes that enabled fraudsters to steal federal dollars. The cause of yesterday's deadly blast in Lebanon is still under intense investigation. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is standing by to provide assistance.
We're positioning ourselves to provide them whatever assistance we can, humanitarian aid, medical supplies, you name it, to assist the people of Lebanon.
Esper says there's no definitive cause for the explosion that killed 135 people. More than 5,000 are injured and many more are still missing. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Maria. President Trump is suing Nevada over voting by mail while encouraging it in Florida. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Mr. Trump's campaign and the Republican National Committee says a new Nevada law that would automatically send all active registered voters a ballot for November's election would make, quote, voter fraud and other ineligible voting inevitable. They're now suing the state's top election official, trying to stop the law from being enforced. But the president says it's a different story in the key swing state of Florida.
They've really got a great system of absentee ballots and even in the case of mail-in ballots. But this took years to do.
Florida's Secretary of State has reported a surge in Democratic requests to vote by mail. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, Joe Biden won't be going to Milwaukee to accept the nomination for president. ABC's Ryan Burrow continues our elections coverage.
The Democratic National Convention Committee has announced no speakers will be traveling to Milwaukee for the DNC, the committee pointing to the worsening coronavirus pandemic. Former Vice President Joe Biden will instead accept the likely Democratic nomination and address the country from his home state of Delaware. The details about the speech have not yet been released. The news comes the same day President Trump says he'd like to deliver his convention speech from the White House. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 4:05.
And a quick check on traffic. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Well, I'm hearing scanner chatter of a possible rollover crash about 90th South and I-15, but I can't see anything in the UDOT cameras, which is a good thing. One thing we want to make you aware of, Logan Canyon is now open both directions in Cache Valley. Again, Logan Canyon now open from the earlier crash. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll check back with you. Coming up, it turns out we've been fighting about masks for what? 3 months or so? Try 100 years. Stay with us. My Minute of News is on the way next.